dependable hurricane headquarters. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Happy 250th birthday of our favorite country.
America.
How did the 4th go for law enforcement in Santa Rosa County?
It was quiet. We had some incidents on the beach, but nothing major. Just, you know, the regular kind of thing. People drinking too much and doing stupid things, but nothing major. So it was a good weekend for us.
Let me quote one of my favorite people. America!
Yeah, but you don't put an A at the front. It's just America.
I know. I'm still overcoming my affection for grammar. But no, you're exactly right about that. We had a child neglect story out of Navarre. A 28-year-old arrested for child neglect after her son was found walking down the road with no shoes. But you and I were just talking briefly off the air, and this was not quite as much a story as the headlines made it sound like.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, any child abuse is bad, and not watching your child especially, and that's why we did affect the arrest. But, it wasn't like, you know, we've seen a lot worse in Santa Rosa County when it comes to child abuse. So, she still got arrested. You got to pay attention to your children. That's for sure.
And this was her second arrest, apparently. And, you know, I guess she smelled like alcohol, which, I mean, you know, a lot of the things that go along with all of this. Blackwater Heritage State Trail near Milton. Yeah. A guy says he and his nephew were out, and they say they saw a Florida panther.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, no, we don't have panthers up here, but I've seen a panther, so I know they're up here. And it's kind of scary, you know, because everybody talks about, you know, we don't have panthers up here, and so they go down these trails, and they don't think, you know, there's creatures out there that can really do them harm. And, we do have panthers in the area.
And the recommendation, if you ever come across one, is?
Steer clear of it, and hopefully it's more afraid of you than you are.
I'll always hope for that. Definitely always hope for that.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, we had a, you know, obviously an incident in Pensacola. I know you're familiar that, you know, it's early morning Sunday. And I think a lot of people are kind of, I think it's easy to misinterpret what happened. They are interpreting as being connected to the 4th of July or as being with the teenagers or as being a flash mob. And it doesn't seem to have been any of those. What it seems to be is, you know, somebody who had probably pre-existing beef with somebody else or reason to attack them either found out or stumbled upon them in the midst of a crowd and decided that it didn't matter whether there was a crowd, they were going to start shooting they and their friends. And six people wound up getting wounded and one person wound up getting killed. But, you know, even with 50 extra cops, there's no number of police you can put when there's a big crowd and there's somebody who's willing to do evil to even stop that in advance. It's just, you know, crowds are crowds, right?
Yeah. And how do you know what person in that crowd is armed?
Right.
You know, that's another problem. So they have to act first for us to react to it. And unfortunately, with handguns or rifles or whatever, you can do a lot of damage before we can get to you and put you down. So, I feel for the Pensacola Police Department. It was a rough thing they had to do, but, you know, it is what it is. And unfortunately, it happens a lot around the country.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that, you know, typically the way, especially national media, when they get a hold of a story, they're going to misunderstand it or fit it into a box that it doesn't really fit into. And the way I've kind of been saying it is, this could have been on July 6th. This could have been on a gallery night, some other night. This could have been any other, or it could have been at some, you know, home or some club where these people saw each other. It just happened to be after a fireworks show in downtown Pensacola on the 250th anniversary is how I've been thinking about it.
It's going to put it, guns. Here's a mass shooting, and, you know, we need to take guns from law-abiding people, and that'll keep criminals from doing this. It's like, you know, they have their narrative, and it's always...
Right, and you know, and I know I can't really control, how the media is going to, you know, misinterpret or misrepresent something, and they're rarely going to stick around long enough to follow up with the details.
Oh yeah.
I think to this day I remember the NAS Pensacola shooting, and you saying I'm laughing about that. I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing about the week following that when we had our press conference, and I'm there with Grover and all of the locals who are from PNJ and WAR and Rick Outson, and we're all there. And there's this Yahoo from New York, from CNN, who thinks he's the biggest guy in the room and asks all these abrasive, abrupt, stupid, obnoxious questions. Yeah. We're all just looking at him like, would you please quit so we can get back to the business of actually dealing with a community that, you know, like, it's anyway. And, you know, that's all this is for those people. Well, we're talking to Bob Johnson. I'm sorry, go ahead. You were going to say?
Yeah, that's CNN for you, the Common News Network.
often it is. All right, we're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Hang on for just a second, Sheriff. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Wow, and I love you, Sheriff Bob Johnson. It's good to see you. Talk to you. As we take a look at our roads, there was an accident that was slowing things down in the Naval Live Oaks area on 98, but it looks like that has been cleared. So use caution wherever you are. That's the only thing I'm seeing right now, 437-1620. You can text if you see that accident or slow down. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, I don't know how familiar you are with this ruling. It just came out, I think, on Friday. The Florida State Supreme Court issued a ruling related to the knock and announce procedures for when you serve a warrant. And the short version of this is that the statute specifically says that if a officer of the law violates the knock and announce requirements before entering a home, even with a warrant, that officer can be charged with a crime. The law does not specifically provide for exclusion of any evidence secured after the failure to follow the knock and announce law being excluded from the trial. But that's historically been the remedy, is the courts have figured that we can stop this bad behavior by excluding the evidence at trial. And the Florida State Supreme Court said two things. They said, number one, that does not exclude the evidence because it's a legitimate warrant, even if it's not served in the proper way. But number two, they are recommending that, and that's not working to discourage bad behavior. They're saying, no, police officers are going to be held accountable. They've never been charged under this law, but they recommend charging officers who don't follow this. I think it's a huge ruling. I think it's a very interesting one, but I'm curious what your reaction is and what your agency might do as a result of this ruling, if anything, differently.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything differently. And, you know, incumbent upon the deputy or police officer serving the warrant to adhere to the law. I mean, that's what we're here for. You have some agencies, especially, you know, the bigger ones, New York City and all that, that have bad apples because they have 45 officers. That's that many police, basically.
Yeah, anybody that's got we're cell phone signals kind of breaking up on us. For anybody who's got 45,000 officers, you're going to have some bad ones too, right? There he is. This is weird. This is a problem we don't normally have. We've had all kinds of weird phone issues lately. This is not one we've had, but we're kind of going in and out with you, Sheriff. You were just saying that in New York City there's 45,000 officers, and of course there's going to be some bad ones.
Small. So our guys adhere to the law. They always will, and if they don't, they pay a consequence for it. I don't understand that. We weed out that.
Unfortunately, we have lost you on the cell phone, unfortunately, for some reason. But yeah, I know you guys do a lot to self-police, a lot to weed out the bad apples, a lot to train properly. And just like in Escambia County, there are very particular processes and procedures that you go through to make sure that you are complying with the law at all times. And if, you know, one gets out of line, well, there are consequences for that. Unfortunately, I have to cut it short just a little bit, but Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, if you can still hear me, thank you so much for joining us on the 6th of July. Thank you for your service to this country, both as sheriff and in the Air Force. I appreciate it, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, Andrew.
You bet. Absolutely. 819 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Again, a very, to me, the Supreme Court got this exactly right. The Florida State Supreme Court. Because the law literally says there is a criminal consequence for violating these rules. It does not provide for exclusion of the evidence at trial. It's a very understandable way to treat the violation. You treat it like it's an illegitimate warrant, but it's not an illegitimate warrant. It's a legitimate warrant served in an illegal way. And that does not mean that the evidence discovered in that process is in any way excluded under the, you know, Fourth Amendment. It just means that the person executing the search would be subject to criminal charges. And I know it's always, you know, a little odd to be talking about how good it is that cops would be subject to a criminal charge, but it literally is the law. And they're obligated to follow the law. Even in how long they wait after they knock, they're supposed to announce what they are and, you know, give ample time to come to the door, which apparently was the issue in this particular case. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are extraordinarily good at this. 165 homes sold 2 years ago, 175 homes sold the year before that. Last year was 206 homes, I believe is the number. Just an unbelievable number of homes selling for a week, week after week, week after week. And you say, what makes her different? Talk to her. I mean, look, it's one thing to hear some guy on the radio, and I know you trust me in my judgment. I've known Christina a long time. She's great. I like to advertise for people who are who they say they are. And she's absolutely who she says she is, right? Friendly, knowledgeable, passionate, a nerd about real estate and getting the facts right and doing the best by her customers and, like, losing sleep when the home's not moving, when they're not getting the right kind of attention. Like, it bothers her because she wants to make it happen, and she does again and again and again. But listen, talk to her. Interview her. Put her on your list of people to call to talk about the real estate transaction you're considering. Or ask her advice on the real estate transaction that you're considering, because she will definitely take care of you and teach you things you hadn't thought of and answer the questions you do have. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxson-Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of 4 children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxson-Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
When
when storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go. We've got all the details. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I understand that you men completed your training on your own.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Many American, although it's a Beatles song, as American America themed, you know, hey, it's kind of perfect that the British invasion, you know, came here and made all their money by appealing to the Americans that revolted against them back in the day. All these funny things make me entertained. Oh, Candy, I have a trivia question for you. Ready?
Great.
We were talking earlier about today's, you know, a lot of things in history today, including the birthday of George W. Bush and Sylvester Stallone, both of whom turn 80 today. Which is weird to think about.
It is super weird, sure.
Weird either way. Also, Nancy Reagan's birthday. Of course, she's passed away. And Vince McMahon Sr. And Martin Smith from, Kevin Hart, Eva Green. Anyway, but I mentioned before, and it's the 25th anniversary of the Jesse Arbogast shark attack, which is hard to imagine and transformed his life, of course, for the worse for an awful long time. I mean, permanently to this day.
And his whole family.
And his whole family, yeah. But it's also, I mentioned this before, that it is the anniversary of the AK-47 going into production in the Soviet Union, 1947, 79 years ago. And I made the comment that, you know, the AK-47, which has killed more people than any other weapon in history. And, you know, I was looking it up because I was kind of curious what the numbers were, but I figured that was true. There's no good, I mean, nobody's keeping track of these things, but the estimate is anywhere between 20 and 30 or 40 million people, because obviously it is the preferred weapon of, you know, revolution and genocide and terrorism around the world, whether it's Africa or Southeast Asia or obviously Russia and China. And so, you know, a lot of people. But I did look it up because I was curious, is it the weapon? By the way, nuclear weapons, not even close in terms of total number of people killed. But take a guess at what is the actual weapon that's killed more people, even than the AK-47. It's certainly the most dangerous modern weapon.
The car.
It's not a weapon. It's not a weapon.
Oh, my car.
Probably true, though.
My car. I don't know.
The spear. The spear,
well,
or what they call
sense.
Pole
sure.
arms in general, is accounted to have killed somewhere in the vicinity of 60 million people, 50 to 100 million. Nobody really knows, but, you know, somewhere like that. So I guess the AK-47 is second to the spear. That's my happy trivia from Monday, July the 6th. All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Way to bring down the room.
I know.
All
right.
Yay. As we take a look, this is brought to you by the good folks we love from ECUA, making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. You can pay your bill. You can put service issues, alerts, and recycling tips with ECUA. So we take a look at our roads. We're still watching this thing. It's a Naval Live Oaks As you're headed towards maybe the turnoff to the beach, it looks like it is backed up, and that is westbound still. So there's an accident there, and it is backing things up, as usual, on 98, and that's where that is this morning. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, you can text and let us know. I'm Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
I love it. You've got the phone number memorized again already.
I'm sorry. I know. I haven't done this in a year or so.
Because Candy's done different roles, and she's been back, and she's been subbing in quite a bit on Cat Country, where it's a different phone number, where you get, you know.
Right, and yeah. You only hear me when other people leave. I am always everybody's last resort, so I'm sorry. I'm doing my best. I appreciate you,
everybody. That is 100% not true. You're my first choice all the time. And that will always be true. But people who aren't in radio don't realize how many habits of speech and presentation of information you get into. And the phone number is one of those ones that you learn it. I mean, you know.
Well, it used to be written down in here in big, you know what I mean? But people's stuff moving around.
Well, the sign is behind you, isn't it? That's not good.
That's okay.
All right, we'll fix that. Let's see. Steve, we haven't had, the whole band's back together. Steve Wynn's got, he's got a news report for us in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman is warning the U.S. is in an accelerating space race with China right now. Speaking on Face the Nation, he says China's space program is moving at incredible speeds and stressed the importance of maintaining a strong American presence in space for both scientific and economic advantage. The U.S. is continuing the World Cup run today. The team is battling Belgium in the round of 16 from Seattle. They're trying to make the first quarterfinals appearance for the World Cup since 2002. And also, finally, a group of people caught crabs. They were on a Washington State beach and tried to hide some live crabs in their clothing to escape a fish and wildlife agent. Searching the group, the wildlife officer found a crab in a woman's bra, hidden in special pockets of their clothing, sticking out from under a woman's hat. See, the two women were carrying 21 crabs, and that's what's happening.
Well, I suppose as long as you can count them individually, that's the better kind. All right, Steve, thanks so much for the update. Not to go there, but hey, here we are. Nobody wants the downtown scratch. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. The World Cup tonight, we play Belgium, and we're playing with our full team. They paused the penalty against our superstar striker who had been, you know, given a red card in the past, which he did not deserve a red card. That was really not the appropriate call. I'm not an expert on soccer, but I know enough to know that wasn't justified. And that normally would have put him out for the rest of the match, plus down a man during that match. And then in the next match, we would be without him entirely. But thank goodness, apparently President Trump called the guys, because there's no way for the U.S. to appeal this. It's just a fact. There's no appeal to it. But called and said, and they said, okay, he can play in this game and the rest of the tournament. We'll put him on a one-year temporary pause of that. Meanwhile, Belgium is appealing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I'm hopeful that we will have him because he scored 3 of our 10 goals. Valerian Balogun is the striker. He's phenomenal if you've had a chance to watch. I have watched some of the World Cup. Still watching on Fast Forward, not watching all the moments, just catching the highlights because that's what I can stand at this point in my adult experience.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump rings the opening bells of the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ to herald the Trump savings accounts for American babies. Launching a very busy week, he heads for Turkey later for the NATO summit with allies who are not helpful on Iran. While the streets of Iran echo with death to America chants at their extended July 4th funeral for the Ayatollah killed in the U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox.
I think that if the Iranian people were given a chance, they'd throw these bums out. And I think we have to recognize that. They are not America's friend, and we should not let them have nuclear weapons.
Accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson in his Provo, Utah preliminary hearing today. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 81 degrees, and partly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. 7 people were shot on Indentencia Street in downtown Pensacola very early yesterday morning. Police say one victim did not survive. The other 6 are expected to make it.
6 other victims, so a total of 7 gunshot victims for this incident. The other 6, fortunately, are all receiving medical care at various hospitals. And all 6 are expected to survive.
Pensacola Police Department Chief Eric Winstrom. The victim who died was a 19-year-old man. The other victims ranged in age from 16 to 26. The shootings happened on Indentencia Street between Jefferson and Palafox, just blocks from where the city had been celebrating the 4th of July earlier in the evening. 50 additional officers had been deployed downtown for the holiday, and no suspect is in custody right now. And we're going to learn more later on this morning about 11 a.m. when Chief Winstrom conducts a press conference. A 32-year-old Crestview man's dead after the homemade go-kart he was driving collided with a pickup truck in Okaloosa County. Florida Highway Patrol says the go-kart drifted onto the shoulder of Garden City Road, then re-entered the roadway directly into the path of a northbound pickup. The go-kart driver died from his injuries. The 26-year-old pickup driver suffered some minor injuries. One of Blackwater River's most popular outfitters was closed for the 4th of July weekend because of a massive log jam. Blackwater Joe's canoes in Holt was forced to shut down the canoe, the kayak, and the tubing trips until further notice after logs jammed south of Bryant Bridge and moved downriver into Santa Rosa County. Manager Ben Waltman told Channel 3 the conditions are simply too dangerous.
The currents are strong, the water's deeper. It'll pull you under it, turn your boats over. It pops the canoes. It makes it a very difficult trip.
Waldman says the 4th of July weekend is typically one of the busiest of the year. The Division of Forestry is helping to clear those logs, but significant work remains. Anybody heading to the river independently is urged to use extreme caution. Well, let's take the forecast for Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We will have a 40% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's go to Candy for a look at traffic on the 5.
This is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, and what makes AutoZone America's number one battery designation? Well, it's because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries, and they're always got your battery solution. You can get in the zone, AutoZone. So we take a look at our roads. We're not showing a whole lot of slowdowns or delays. The accident on I-10 westbound has been cleared, but we're now watching another accident, 98 westbound, and it's right before the turnoff for the 3 Mile Bridge. So use caution there, and caution wherever you are. If you see an accident, let us know. 437-1620. You can text it in. I'm Candy with traffic on the 5s.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Right now, temperature-wise, it's kind of warm and humid. 81 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 78 degrees in Milton at 835. The next news is 9. Breaking news, of course, happens anytime. And now let's check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. OPEC Plus nations say they're going to boost oil production. The group, which includes Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, Kuwait, Kazakhstan, Algeria, and Oman, are going to ramp up about 188,000 barrels a day starting in August. That's going to be the fifth increase announced in 5 months. Oil prices have recently dropped back down to pre-Iran war levels. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones average was looks like it's up about 84 points, 52,984. S&P 500 up 35 points at 7,519. NASDAQ at 26,032, up 199 points. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board, District 3.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today's topic is very much in the theme that we have been following all day, which is, you know, it's still the 4th of July afterglow, 250th anniversary. What is the most American movie?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's it. Just now, there's a lot of ways. I don't necessarily mean the most patriotic movie. I mean if you wanted to, like, explain what America, the way I thought of it, you can feel free to answer however you want. It's, you know, your show, too. What's the most American movie? The way I was thinking about it is, if you had to showcase what America means to somebody, what would you show them? What movie would you show them? And I have a lot of answers to this question. So 437-1620. I'm not going to give you my favorite answer early, but I will. I have an answer that will surprise you to this question, I suspect. But 437-1620, what's the most America movie? However you want to answer that question, feel free to explain if you like. Candy, do you have one that comes to mind for you?
I was going
to
say Rambo.
Okay. First Blood or Rambo? Which one?
First Blood.
Okay.
They drew First Blood, not me.
I mean, because he fought in America, and he's still standing up for his principles.
Yep.
I was going to say Rocky, too, even Rocky in addition to, because he didn't win, but he went the distance, what it is.
Of the Rocky movies, which one's the most America? It's four.
Yeah, four.
I mean, it's obviously four.
Ivan Drago, come on.
It beats communism.
Oh, my God.
Like,
my mom,
Rocky won the Cold War. Yeah.
My dad passed when I was, like, 14, and my mom learned to drive so we could go see that Rocky movie.
Yeah.
Ivan Drago.
I mean,
I will break
one,
you.
Two, three, yeah. All fantastic. All the Rocky movies are very America, but, you know, the most America Rocky movie is clearly four.
Yes.
Because, you know, we lose, he loses, we go over there. Trains hard, fights the snow, battles the people, wins the crowd over in front of the Politburo.
Oh, he took over Creed.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So 437-1620. I'm going to give you an answer that's not my, like, top answer, but an answer that'll help you kind of see where I was going with this. The Magnificent Seven.
Oh.
Now, generally, almost any Western will do, but the reason the Magnificent Seven, to me, is because It captures some of the real essential elements about America, which is a group of people putting their life at risk, you know, hired guns, people who don't have any attachment to anything, but fight for justice. They fight for the downtrodden, the oppressed, which in Westerns, as you know, if you've watched a lot of them, is always the landowner, is always the farmer, the person staking their claim. And then you've got these roaming bands of banditos, going around taking from other people what they have not earned, oppressing them, terrorizing them, doing whatever they want. And the local landowners just trying to farm their land, man, or, you know, find their gold, man. They're just trying to do their thing, and they don't have enough firepower to stand up to them. And so what do? They go hire some hired gun to come in and put their life at risk. The Magnificent Seven come. Now, it's kind of interesting that this is actually a Japanese movie to begin with, you know, The Seven Samurai. The Magnificent Seven is just Seven Samurai.
Right, that's right.
But it's still a very American movie in that sense. And that's kind of what I mean is, movies that have all the right themes and elements and things that, like, private property and defending the little guy and standing up against, you know, communists or in this case, you know, banditos. 437-1620, tell me your movie that you think represents, teaches America the best. I knew this answer was coming, Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. It's not.
I could see that.
It's
yeah.
not the most pro-American.
I
gotta
go water
movie.
My plants with Gatorade as soon as I get done.
It's got electrolytes. It's got what plants crave.
That's right. You've seen it.
And a machine gun wielding former wrestler president, Terry Crews, right?
Oh my gosh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody says
Camacho.
Mel Gibson's The Patriot, of course. I mean, very.
Oh yeah.
I would say
I'm an idiot. I want to change my answer. That's
I know
right.
This is going to sound weird. I would say Braveheart is a more American movie even than The Patriot. If only because, oh, do we have somebody else text in later on, Braveheart?
John said Braveheart.
Okay, yeah.
Because make a case that Braveheart.
Just because Braveheart is the, you know, the lone guy standing up to the crown of England, you know, and trying to get freedom for his people and being willing to die for it. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't hurt that he's impregnating the king's wife while he's not looking. I mean, you know, there's other things in that movie.
He was wearing makeup.
Yeah, well,
fine,
you
dude.
Know, sure. It's very, he's got long hair. He's a rock and roller. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, that's all I need.
437-1620. Oh, American Graffiti. Interesting answer.
Perfect answer.
Yeah, no, that's a good, like, captures a slice,
sure
right?
Is,
catches
yeah.
something. Oh, I agree with this, though. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, 100%.
Forrest
yeah,
Gump
what's
is
more
a
American with that.
It's not. And for these are all great America movies, and I'm saying America on purpose instead of American. These are great America movies because for different reasons. And what Forrest Gump does is it teaches all the history, a lot of the history of modern America. But it also is a very, you know, it's a very America movie. And some of the sordid, terrible things that go on in that movie, our involvement in wars, you know, drugs and HIV and all the stuff that's in there. I'm not ruining any plot elements if you don't know. Plus great candy. That's a twofer.
I know.
Because candy's back today. You never know what you're going to get. No.
No kidding.
My mom always said, life is like a candy.
That's the quote. Yeah, and Winston Groom is from here, the guy that wrote it.
Who that?
The guy that wrote Forrest Gump.
Oh, all right.
Is from Bilobatry, near Bilobatry.
Oh,
yeah,
and that,
oh,
that cool? makes sense, though. Bubba Gump should be in Alabama.
Right. I was like, that's a real place. And yeah.
The one great flaw in Forrest Gump, of course, is that it's all about the University of Alabama. And
oh,
I mean,
come on.
If only it could be Auburn, it'd be an even better movie. 437-1620 War Eagle.
Wow.
Oh, on a complete side note, we did stop by the cookout in Opelika. Or it might be in Alabama. It might be in Auburn. It's right on the close anyway. And their whole place is decked out in Auburn gear. They've got a big old, like, 3-foot-wide wingspan eagle sitting on the ordering counter. Like, Auburn football. It's anyway, it was fantastic. Let's see. 437-1620. We're looking for the most America movie. Oh, John says, one good case we made, Braveheart is a very American movie, even though it is Scottish, right? The Midway, the original version with Henry Fonda, agreed. Great. A lot of your World War II movies are going to be great America movies. Team America, World Police. Heck yeah. That's not a quote.
remember when I was your producer before? Don't play those clips. You're killing me, dude.
It's terrible.
I just had a heart attack every time. These are great.
Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad.
That's so, the one.
All right, we'll come back to this in a second.
Traffic. I gotta follow
Candy's
that.
Got traffic on the fives. Candy?
There's a lot of great movies that I just want to go home and watch now after. I love your frivolous topic. Watching an accident, this is Navy, right where it hits 98. It's a vehicle crash. Not showing if there's a roadblock or not, but certainly use caution, obviously, in that area. And wherever you are, still slow, it looks like, just on the other side of the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve as you're getting onto the 3-mile bridge or, you know, about to or, you know, whatever, as you're about to hit Gulf Breeze, it looks like that's backed up a little bit. But it does look like the accident has been moved off to the side. So it's slow, but it is moving. 437-1620, you can call or text if you see that accident or slow down this morning. Actually, just text, right? Because
sure, just text.
Just text 437-1620. We appreciate you. I'm Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, Candy. Great to have you back, by the way.
No, it's fun.
Sad John had to go, but great to have you back.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I'll
hear.
Take the deal in the end. Let's see. Donald says Roots. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Oh,
I mean,
yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, part of what makes us America is that we're willing to talk about the ugly stuff, you know? And I mean, that's important too. It's not a denial. It's not a particularly pro, you know, movie, but it's still, I mean, there it is. Easy Rider. Oh, that's a great example.
Oh my gosh.
We Were Soldiers with Mel Gibson. Excellent. I would think like Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, of course.
And particularly for this reason, not because it's World War II, not because of all the things, but particularly because of the emphasis it places on saving the life of one person, the individual, the value of the individual. You know, one of the hardest things to understand about America is how we care about the individual so much, but we also care about the group. But we care about the individual in a way that, you know, historically, very few places have given that much consideration to individuals. You know, No Man Left Behind is very much an American kind of concept. It's not that no other military practices, is that it's rooted in our core, individual liberty, rights, and all of that stuff. Let's see. Red Dawn, yes.
Wolverine.
Red Dawn, Wolverines, Geneva Convention, I never heard of it, is very much, that is very much, I mean, it's a bunch of rednecks out in the middle of nowhere, right? Oh, Idaho, I think, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about the location, the setting.
I remember the movie, and I don't remember, yeah.
Yes, a bunch of rednecks who improvise weapons and fight against the invading hordes, and yes.
Have you seen the remake?
I have.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a lot of movies. You know, yes, they made another one.
Okay.
I mean, you know. Dazed and Confused. Okay.
Because it's a slice, and it celebrates the bicentennial.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. That's true.
One day, 1976.
All right. I see where you're coming from on those redheads. I love those redheads. You know I do.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Disney's Song of the South. Interesting take. Rudy. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Young Washington is a great movie. Hoping they continue his story. I don't know this one. Is that a?
It's in theaters. It's an Angel production.
Oh, you went too early for me. Oh, it's a Christian themed whatever.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. It's a Wonderful Life. Yes. Good, evil, self sacrifice, and a happy ending. Don't ruin it. Let's see. Easy Rider, story of two men who went looking for America and couldn't find it anywhere. That's a great description too. I love that.
Oh,
Don's so smart. America, the movie with Channing Tatum. I feel like I know this movie? I'm sure I've seen it if it's relatively recent. Oh, Far and Away. Isn't that Australian? Far and Away?
I thought it was Irish, but I don't know. Irish? I haven't seen it. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, all right. Footloose. Oh, yes.
Oh, because it captures that, sure.
Yes, it captures small town, big town, rock and roll, traditionalism, religion, stifling of free speech, expression of free speech, persuading people even through the Bible. Yeah, Footloose is a great American movie. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of others. These are my answers. You don't have to agree with me about this. I thought Blazing Saddles. This is not my big answer. Yes. Because if you don't understand the American comedy in general and satire, I mean, you haven't understood America. America is a condescending, hilarious, satirical, dark, you know, with a lot of problems, and we make fun of those problems, and Blazing Saddles certainly did that. I would say Top Gun is a great America movie. Karate Kid, because, you know, triumph over evil, over oppression, the little guy, Die Hard, the reluctant hero. I mean, I know when I say him, you think, oh, gosh, those are Stripes, comedy,
and
you know, the triumph of the crazy, goofy, loner, you know, schlub of a soldier winds up leading his people to victory against the Russians. You know, the Dirty Dozen. There's all kinds of movies like that. We're getting a couple more texts, and then I'll give you my answer here. National Treasure, yes. Teaching History some conspiracy theories.
That was fantastic.
Flash Gordon, yes. Great America movie, of course. Three Amigos.
Oh, that's right. A quarterback went to go save the world.
That's right.
Yeah, Tom Brady
from
could
the
do
Jets.
That.
The only time somebody from the Jets was any good since Joe Namath. To Kill a Mockingbird. Did I say that out loud? Anyway, To Kill a Mockingbird, yes. I mean, you could do even things like 12 Angry Men. There's all kinds of... But let me tell you the movie that I think, and you're going to think this is super cliche because if you know me, but here's my answer. Star Wars. Star Wars is the quintessential America movie.
Because a brother and sister want to...
That's Empire. Stay with me. Star Wars...
the best out of the three, but yeah.
Because it's a group of rebels beating back the oppression of a tyrannical overlord empire. With what? Craft and guts and weird religious mysticism and, you know, running and hiding in the shadows and fighting and the rebellion, and they're on the verge of destruction. About the only thing that doesn't make it an American historical movie is the fact that they had lightsabers and the French didn't help. Like, that...
Wow.
But, you know, if you think about it, it's not just an America or an American movie. It's almost history of the United States. I mean, it really is an amazing thing. So it's not the only one, but I'm saying if you think about movies that really represent or reflect or teach about American values, I would say, you know, Star Wars ranks pretty highly on that list. 437-1620. What do you give me a squinty look for?
No, I'm just saying that's absolutely right. Yeah, it's part of a slice of life. Like, who did not grow up watching Star Wars? It's the one thing everybody can relate to.
And it's big, dumb fun in all the ways Julio always likes to talk about. It's crazy production value and shocking and awing and amazing.
It's the first time anybody had seen anything
like
that.
It showcases American creativity and ingenuity and filmmaking capability. I mean, all of that stuff, too, in addition to just, you know, plot and themes. I'm Andrew McKay.
Yes, he is.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3 with wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
This is the AK-47 assault rifle, the preferred weapon of your enemy, and it makes a distinctive sound when fired at you, so remember it.
That's another, Heartbreak Ridge is another great movie. Clint Eastwood, of course. Clint Eastwood has directed so many excellent movies going way back. Like,
oh my God, just, to play Misty for me. Have you seen that?
I don't think I have. I know I should have, but I don't think that I have.
It's about a radio DJ. What is stalked by a crazy mean lady with bad hair.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that. Yeah. That's going to be fantastic. It won't give me nightmares at all. There was one. I'm already pretty protective. There was one that I wanted to say because we just recently watched it, and I had forgotten that it was a Clint Eastwood directed, but it was early on in his career. Oh, we did watch Million Dollar Baby recently, but that's not the one that I'm thinking about.
They're a great film.
Hold on. I want to make – this is going to be worth it, I hope. We did have a great 4th of July. We had a great week in South Carolina. My wife is a fantastic cruise director. We went to – what was the count in the end? I think we saw 11 waterfalls over 3 different days. I like to go jump off the things and slide down the things and climb behind and get wet. And I mean, that's what I like to do. And it's fun. We hike to them. We, you know, ride to them. We went on Lake Martin, and we went on Lake Jocassee, which is a 350-foot deep, crystal clear lake, and where they basically it's not FPL. Who am I thinking of? It's right on the tip of my tongue. It's another power company that Duke Energy. They built a dam that they carved out of the mountain to build it, and then that quarry makes a wonderful huge wall of rock that you can canoe up or we'd paddleboard it up next to. But 350 foot deep, and they buried like a church and a community center and stuff at the bottom of it, and because they turned the valley into a lake, right?
Right.
Anyway,
437-1620.
Let's go to Candy with traffic on the fives. By the way, great to have you back, Candy.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so fun being here this week. As we take a look at our roads, we're not showing many slowdowns or delays. It looks like the accident at Naval Live Oaks on 98 has been cleared and moved off to the side. We're seeing a structure fire at Chemstrand and Cathy Circle. That's in Pensacola. That's off Highway 29. And another accident where 98 meets North Navy Boulevard. Use caution there. And wherever you are, 437-1620. Text if you see that accident or slowdown. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Firefox.
That's the movie. He directed Firefox?
He did, and starred in it. And that is a great movie. I just watched that again last week. I've been looking to find it somewhere, and I finally found it and watched that. It's as good as I remember. You know, a lot of the movies that you watch as a kid you thought were great, and then you watch them as an adult, you're like,
ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Young Andrew maybe didn't have the most refined sense of quality.
I still remember every line from Stripes, though.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, and some other movies hold up. And some movies, and I know, Candy, you have a couple of movies that are like, everybody loves them, but you didn't grow up on them. Like, I'm that way with Goonies, and you're that way with Princess Bride.
Right, yeah.
You know, so, some movies really, like, you come back to them later in life, you're like, I don't know. Battle Beyond the Stars is a movie I remembered so fondly. I watched that not that long ago. Yeah, it's not that good. And then I just watched Last Starfighter again, and I thought, ooh. It's not great, but, you know, it is what it is. So this, but Firefox holds, I'm always reluctant, like, to
Firefox
go back and watch these
great.
Old movies because
sure.
They're great. Star Trek, I've been watching those lately. Watched all the original 6 Star Trek movies. What's weird about that is 2, 4, and 6 are great. 1, 3, and 5 suck. It's weird. I don't know how they did the every other thing, but they did. Anyway, enough about my movie habits. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, excellent selection of good quality used cars, 1 to 3 or 4 years young, low miles, great condition. And what makes them different is not the car. I mean, yes, the cars, okay? It's the kind of used car place where you can trust the cars. They warranty them all to 100,000 miles or 10 years. You can trust the cars. They're in great shape. But they just, they take care of you. And they don't treat you, let's be honest, a lot of used car places have a reputation because they're used car places or even new car places, and you feel like icky when you leave, like you don't want to do that again, not real soon. At Frontier, it almost, they almost make you want to buy another car sooner so you can do this again, like because they're that good. Now, I know buying a car is not the most fun experience, but they make it as least painful as it can be made. And we had a great experience buying our car there. I've had lots of other people who bought cars there have a great experience. It's wonderful. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Do I have time to play that? I don't have time to play it. That's all right. We're going to get an update from Chief Winstrom a little bit later on this morning on what happened yesterday. It really wasn't a 4th of July shooting. It was a July 5th shooting. It took place downtown, and it happened to be in a crowd, and it happened to be after the fireworks, but I don't think it was particularly related to any of those things. But like I said, we'll hear more about that from him later on. Of course, America plays tonight. USA plays tonight against Belgium in the World Cup. As of this moment, we're playing with a full team. We're not playing down a man. I mean, we'd still play 11, but we'd be without our star. We'll see if that holds up. Meanwhile, there was one other thing I was going to try to squeeze into the show today. What was it? Now I just, I don't have time to get into that. No, I don't have time. I'm not doing it. I got 20 seconds. I cannot tell you. I'll do it tomorrow. Good update from DC Reeves about the Chappie James art at the Pentagon. Not taken away, not taken down. Just working on refurbishment, so it's right back up again. And that's a great example of how you can kind of jump to a conclusion about a story that reads into a bias that you might have. None of that took place. None of it's a problem. Everything is back to normal. No issue. Nothing to see here. Move along. And really, nothing to see here. Move along.